Well, hi everybody. Welcome to this BTA review. The sun is shining, spring has arrived, and it's time for Andrew and I to have our chat and all things business travel. So it's hi from me, Clive Ratton.
And it's hi from me, Andrew Clark. Clive, I just want to stop you there. Can we re-record this? Because the sun isn't shining, right?
It's Manchester. That's why.
Yes, spring hasn't arrived. I mean, it is still bitterly cold. I don't know. You know, Manchester Reading is not that too far away, but it still doesn't feel like springs. These flowers are popping out of the ground and trees are starting to get leaves on, but it's bitterly cold still.
Yeah, well, I'd agree. But today down here, because it obviously takes a while to move up north from down here, today is the first day that it's kind of clocked over 10 degrees at the beginning of the day. That for us Brits is, you know,
yes, it's a good start. Yeah, good start to the week.
heading in the right direction.
Well, soon in May as well. So let's hope that we continue in that direction.
Finally, there's some warm weather coming, which cheers us all up and seeing the sunshine. And that is good news, of course. But it doesn't mean that we haven't been busy. You know, we've been traveling around the country in our hats, scarves and coats, clearly, all through April to keep ourselves warm. But for those interested in what we've been doing, we had a really nice little trip out to Luxembourg, didn't we? It's a great city as a team.
We did, yeah. Obviously, our friends at Luxair just started a brand new route out of Manchester, so it was great for me to jump on that. I must say, I don't know about you, Clive, but I thought the service was fantastic. The boarding was nice and efficient. I thought the food on the plane was nice, and you know, for a quick short hop. And then obviously, Luxembourg was quite a pretty little
bit of a revelation. Yeah,
nice place to go to. Yeah, we've never been before, have we?
Yeah, I have to say, I agree with you. We had a cracking sandwich on the flight out from London City, which, really tasty. And these days, it's quite rare. I know we shouldn't say that, but it is quite rare. It was very nice to have. So, yeah, really enjoyed it. Really liked Luxembourg. It was a few years since I've been there, and it's a very pretty place. But more importantly, we got to spend some time together with yourself, Helen, Ivana and Dave, and just talk BTA stuff through, really, and plan, which is nice because, as everybody knows, we're all remote. We're all dotted around the country, so we don't get that often to spend some time in the same room. So we had that and a bit of social, went out for a nice dinner, and really spent a lot of time planning on what we're going to be doing for the rest of the year, which is positive.
Yeah, and then Luxembourg to Glasgow was our next port of call, right?
It was, We went to the north and over the border for the very first time, I believe, the BTA did on the road, and it was good, wasn't it? I really enjoyed my evening, and hats off to the Scots. No great surprise, but they can certainly drink.
They can party, yes, they know how to party. But I must say thank you to our association over at SPAA for joining us for the evening and helping us. Navigate the conversations in and around kind of what's happening in Scotland, and breaking news today that Scotland are looking for a new first minister.
Yeah, I'll be heading back on the flight to Glasgow soon to put my nomination in.
I don't think your accent's going to cut it, Clive, unfortunately.
You think not? No. But it was a good night. And also thanks to British Airways, to Qatar Airways, to Emirates and to Japan Airlines for supporting the evening as well and coming along and meeting and all of that. And really great feedback from the TMC employees up there. Focus business travel event they'd had for some time and for many the very first one they've been to, and obviously to us that we need to do more of that. It's great to have that conversation and hear from people on the front line in business travel up in Scotland and in other areas. So I think we're planning to hit Manchester next, so you're not gonna have to travel too far for that one. But and we only come in the summer because you say it's still freezing cold, so we're leaving.
Yeah, we've got to wait for those summer months before we hit Manchester for sure. Yeah. And then sort of being on the road then took you down to Brighton. So you're kind of covering a bit of the European major cities at the moment, aren't you? Luxembourg, Glasgow and Brighton.
Yeah, that's what you call a world tour, isn't it?
Yes.
So it was good to go to the Hilton at Brighton and join the ITM conference. A big thanks to our colleagues at ITM for inviting me, and I enjoyed a couple of days down there meeting with all the buyers and our TMC members and listening to what they've got to say, which is always very enjoyable. So that was last week, and delighted to have been there and enjoyed that. Yeah, and Brighton was good. Yeah, I managed to get a run in along the beach there, which was nice, thanks to United. Another plug. Just a nice time. And then the weekend came. Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah. And end of football season for you as well, I think, isn't it? No more
it
football
is,
now.
Yeah, for the first one for a while, I'm actually looking forward to August. If you know, being a Reading fan, it hasn't been that exciting, but it was a good finish. And I'm a little bit hoarse today, I have to say, still from Saturday. And such is my age that I actually injured my hip going slightly mad when we scored the third goal, hurtling around the stands, hugging people. So I'm also recovering a bit. I'm too old to really do that, but I still lose it. You know, I have that alter ego, as I'm sure you do at football, where I go, you know, let out all my frustrations and love. The buzz of when the Reading score, which is
yeah, I travelled over to Nottingham yesterday to watch Man City play over there, and I'm going to at some point later on. I'm going to go back through and watch the game because I was on the second row right at the front, and right. I'm just a bit worried. There's a few camera opportunities of me singing my heart out as we picked up a much needed win in the race for the title.
Yeah, it's going to the end, isn't it? It's quite exciting. Premier
League looking that way. Those,
down to a two-horse race this time. I think the Scousers have dropped out because it feels.
Yeah,
so
the juggernauts come to a halt from Liverpool's point of view. Yeah, I had a great session over at Eccles College, which is a place just north Manchester. Their sixth form college. They invited us as the BTA to go and speak to their travel and tourism students, just around kind of the industry and what. You know, what opportunities there are, what career paths they are. And I must say, I mean, the students put on the day. It wasn't done by the college. It was theirs to own. And they put on a very well organized day. It was a fantastic turnout, lots of engagement, interaction, questions, which, you know, sometimes in those environments, you don't tend to get that much because I think people are a bit, you know, overawed with the session, or that a bit like, wow, you know, having people speak, I don't know what questions to ask. And some of these people, you know, 16, 17, some of these students, so first opportunity for them to really understand what a great industry we have and what opportunities and career paths lie ahead of them should they choose to you know, take that plunge and jump in as we did many years ago. So it was a really enjoyable day, joined by some of our partners and members, travel counsellors, JetBlue, Grey Doors, all came along and supported the day. So it was, it was a good day.
It's good to hear that the students put it on as well. I have to say that's encouraging, right? That they're getting the buy-in, they're interested in the industry clearly to put that on and to turn up. So hopefully we've got some new recruits that are looking to join the industry in some format, hopefully in the TMC space, but equally we're quite happy if they go to the airlines and what have you. But well, yeah, good job for you getting over there and promoting our sector. It really is the age group that is an opportunity as they decide where they're going to go. I think it's better for us than sometimes when we get talking to universities, as we were talking about earlier, that career decisions are somewhat made at that point. But that is the age we want to get them. And the roles and diversity of jobs you can get in this sector is pretty exciting. I know
it's
we're
huge,
biased, but it is fantastic.
Yeah.
So no, that's really good.
And we're about to hit May, so we're not giving you the exact day we're recording our podcast, but we're about to hit the May.
You have done that, because you've
done that already. Yes.
Well,
yes.
You've announced that. SNP leader has stepped down, so I think people will work it out.
Work it out what day it is, but about to hit May. May's known considerably for a sort of heavy conference period. I think there's a few conferences. We've got a few conferences ourselves happening throughout sort of May. Then we hit, you know, we're hurtling towards June, where we have our business travel business travel show over at Excel. Yeah. So there's lots going on in this sort of May-June period for us, isn't there?
Yeah, I looked in my diary and slumped to my desk chair and went, "Blimey, it's going to be busy." But that's good, right? There is a lot of conferences. We've got tomorrow we've got a BTA breakfast, which I'm excited about.
Yes.
People that are new to the sector, we're having a nice full English and having a chat with them. And then we get
so that's in London, but we do have BTA breakfast in Manchester as well.
Yeah,
again,
we
wait for the warm weather. So
That's right. And then we have that debate is whether a hash brown should or should not be on a breakfast when we come north, because it shouldn't be on a breakfast, right? So
that's a southern view, Clive.
Yeah, no, it's the right one. moving swiftly on. So, yeah, we've got that. I know I'm also attending our colleagues at Beam have got a conference on ESG, which I'm going to some point soon. So again, great to be collaborating with another one of your associations. But yeah, a busy month lies ahead and into early June. And then, of course, we hit the summer and things will slow down. But we'll be preparing for Gibraltar, which is rapidly coming over the horizon at the end of September.
Yeah, we've got our meetings and events conference happening. That's in 3 weeks, 3 weeks time over at our partner, the Amelia White House in London. Really excited about that. We've got some great speakers lined up, some really good conversations and the ability, I think, to just kind of educate the audience on what's going on that landscape. Because it is, you know, whilst everyone kind of dabbles their toes in meetings and events, there are some, certainly in the TMC sector, there is no one that is kind of owns the space. So it's always nice to, you know, work in conjunction with Beam, get a real kind of understanding of the landscape, the trends, what people should be looking out for, and having real sort of good discussions of what's new in that part of the industry.
Yeah, it's a huge part of the industry that we don't talk enough about from our members' point of view. So it's great that we've got that conference coming up, and looking forward to that. So yeah, we've probably run out of time. There's a lot going on. There's a lot more we could talk about, actually, but we'll save that for the next episode, and make sure we leave our audience wanting, right? There's a few things we'll share next time we come out. But as always, if you want to find out a little bit more about what we do have on, all of our events are on our BTA website, and lots of other information, including some of the white papers and stuff that we've done that you may find useful. So that's it from us. We wish you a pleasant week at work, that the sun does finally come out wherever you are, and not just here where I am down south. And we'll be talking to you very soon. So it's a cheerio from me.
And it's a cheerio from me.